with SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. The United States has captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and flown him out of the country. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After several months of escalating Trump administration pressure, the U.S. military carried out a stunning operation that removed a sitting leader from office. At a Mar-a-Lago news conference, President Trump said the U.S. is temporarily in control of Venezuela.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition.
Asked about a possible U.S. military presence in Venezuela, the president said he's not afraid of boots on the ground and said he would be tapping the country's oil reserves to sell large amounts to other countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Donna Warder reports that the first criminal trial over the delayed law enforcement response to a deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, is scheduled to start Monday.
It's a rare case in which a police officer could be convicted for allegedly failing to act to stop a crime and protect lives. Gonzalez is charged with 29 counts of child endangerment, and each count carries a possible sentence of up to 2 years in prison. Gonzalez's attorney says his client is innocent and that the public anger is being misdirected. I'm Donna Warder.
In the aftermath of a fire inside of a Swiss Alpine bar that killed 40 people, the celebration celebrating New Year's Eve, survivors, friends, and family members in the region's top authorities, and even Pope Leo, have spoken to the public in remarks in French, Italian, German, and English, reflecting the tradition of Swiss multilingualism. More than 100 people were injured in the blaze early Thursday as it ripped through the busy Le Constellation bar at the ski resort at Crans-Montana. Investigators said Friday that they believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles started the fire. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. New ranking, which states are the most giving? Correspondent Michael Harrington has this report.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the most wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump will receive the Israel Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the honor will be awarded later this year, the first time it's ever gone to a foreign leader. In a posting on X, the Israeli government says, quote, "This is an historic decision that expresses recognition of President Trump's extraordinary contribution and lasting impact on the Jewish people and Israel and around the world." More on these stories at SRNNews.com. Correspondent Donnie Warder reports on Saturday's U.S. military operation in Venezuela affecting Caribbean travel.
According to FlightRadar24.com, no airline flights have been crossing over Venezuela Saturday, and major airlines have canceled hundreds of flights across the Eastern Caribbean region after the Federal Aviation Administration imposed restrictions. Those destinations include Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Aruba. Passengers have been warned that disruptions could continue for days. I'm Donna Warder.
Tech companies looking to plunge billions of dollars into even bigger data centers to power artificial intelligence and cloud computing are increasingly being voted down. Communities across the United States are learning from each other's battles as data center developers branch out in search of faster connections to power sources. One commercial real estate consultant says it's becoming a huge problem and it's raising alarms among big tech firms. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.